Good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We the first ones on?
We are.
Oh, good.
I'm a stand-in for Jeannie.
Okay. Well, I haven't been on for about 3 or 4 weeks, so I've probably missed a lot.
Let's see. I'm trying to pick up the voice.
Loretta from
Amy. Loretta, of course.
Yeah.
That tells how long you haven't been on, huh?
Yeah. That's true.
Is everything going okay for you?
Oh, great. I just finished a 2 weeks course at a hospital with a clinic similar to Dr. Dugan's.
Oh, McDougal's?
McDougal's, I mean, yes. It was about the same thing. It was just wonderful. Went there for 2 weeks and ate all the meals and was vegan for 2 weeks.
Wow. Where was this located, Loretta?
Parkview Hospital in Brunswick, Maine.
Parkview?
Mm-hmm.
Parkview. I have to write this down. Hospital in
Brunswick?
Brunswick, Maine.
Uh-huh. Near the other side of Portland.
Okay.
And the doctors there know Dr. McDougall and kind of work hand in hand. It's a Seventh-day Adventist hospital.
Okay.
And I don't know if Dr. McDougall is Seventh-day Adventist or not, but they all work together.
I don't think he is, but he's done work at the Seventh-day Adventist hospital.
Uh-huh.
You know, I couldn't say for sure, but I just didn't gather he didn't say that. So, in fact, he said, I'm not.
Okay.
He said, I'm not. At some point, he said, I'm not Seventh-day Adventist by faith, but he said, I'm pretty certain I'm remembering this right. Don't quote me, though.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So anyway, you were there how many days?
We were there for 2 full weeks. We'd go at 5 o'clock at night and go home at 9.
Oh, you didn't spend the night?
No, we went home. I had a son that lived there, so I was able to stay with him.
Okay.
So much, much cheaper than going to California for us.
Yeah, so you went there at what time?
At 5 at night until 9 at night, 5 to 9.
Oh, just in the evening, okay.
Uh-huh. And we had dinner with them in the cafeteria. There was a group of about 25. And then they'd send us out on a mile walk, then come back. And each night we had cooking classes and lectures from different doctors. And we would eat dinner with them, which was a completely vegan dinner. And then when we went home, they'd send us home with 2 bags. One was breakfast and one was lunch. So we ate their meals completely for 2 weeks. I dropped my blood pressure from 158 over 80 down to 126 over 70. I lost...
Okay, wait, say that again.
It was 158.
158.
Over 80.
Over 80.
And I dropped it in the 2 weeks down to 126 over 70.
Wow.
My husband lost 8 pounds. He went with me. We did it together. And we haven't got our blood work back yet. They did blood work before we went in, and then they did it when we finished. It should be coming this week, how our cholesterol dropped.
And how many pounds did you say you dropped?
I dropped 6, but I've lost another 3 since then. So in 3 weeks, I've lost almost 10 pounds.
Wow. That is incredible.
And they gave us all the recipes and all the menus, and it's just absolutely fantastic. You know, I've been vegetarian since December. Haven't been able to lose a pound. Not
really?
One. Yeah. But finally, doing this the way, you know, the vegan diet, I lost, you know, 6 in 2 weeks.
It was enough adjustment.
Yes. I was very sick the first week. Oh, I had terrible headaches and nausea, but I think I was detoxing from everything.
They probably told you that, right?
Yeah. But now I feel really good, and we're stuck to the diet, and I'm walking 2 miles a day, and feeling good.
Wow, that's exciting. I've been taking notes because I think that is really exciting. Walking 2 miles a day. See, I'm taking good notes.
But I did a they did a profile on me there, and at the end of the class, they passed it back, and out of a score of 100, when I started, I was 27. My score was 27. She said I was at high risk for heart attack and high risk for cancer. And I said, why am I at high risk for cancer? And she said, well, Loretta, you're overweight, and you don't exercise, and that's a good formula for cancer and heart attack. So that was kind of a wake-up call that, okay, you know, it's time to do something.
Wow, I guess.
Yeah, so hopefully we've got a new life. They call it the lifestyle change.
a real new person with a new new lifestyle. Yeah, I mean, it's totally new. So, I know they talked about the things that were left in if you were eating vegetarian. Like, what were the main things you had left in?
Vegetables, fruit.
Pardon?
All the vegetables, everything was completely plant-based.
Right, but what you had been still utilizing as a vegetarian was cheese and dairy.
Right, cheese and dairy. All the different, they took us to the grocery store and showed us all the different foods to buy and not to buy.
Uh-huh.
Taught us about the oils, and I said, well, I saute my vegetables in olive oil. And they said, no, that's really not the way to go, because when you heat olive oil, it changes it, and it makes the blood cells stick together. They said, when you saute, do it in water or vegetable juice. When you, instead of draining off your vegetable juice, save it, put it in ice cube trays, and when you saute, you'll have some nice vegetable juice. And they said beet juice was the very best to do it in.
Wow.
Yeah, and they said you wouldn't think it would be, but the flavor is really nice. And sweet corn, whenever you cook sweet corn, they said always save the juice and put it in the ice cube trays. Just lots and lots of things, and read labels. They just kept, you know, saying, read your labels. It was
freeze in ice cubes. That's a great, and I knew, I was told that too, but you know, you can't retain all of it.
Yeah,
you've got to rehear it.
Yeah, you do. You forget all of that. Yeah. And I've talked to several people, and they have also changed and gone vegetarian.
How many were in your class?
25.
25.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on just a second. I want to check on some other people here, and then I want to come back to you. Good morning. This is Sean Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle, and you've just heard Loretta giving us a whole bunch of info because she went to what I would call a McDougal Day Camp. Compared to what I did, it was a McDougal Day Camp that was near where she was able to stay with her son. And has just given some great information. So that's what you guys have been hearing. So tell me who else is with us this morning.
Good morning, Char. This is Brenda.
Brenda, good morning. I'm a stand-in for Jeannie. I got to tell all of you again. She's on the plane traveling, so we swap days.
Good morning. This is Onita.
Onita, good morning.
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Darlene.
Good morning, this is Dottie, and congratulations, Loretta. I am so proud of you.
It was because of Dottie that I started all of this. I met her at an ECAN meeting, and she told me about how she and her husband had changed their lifestyle, and I said, oh, that sounds interesting. She told me about the call, and I started listening to the call, and here we are. Thank you, Dottie.
Well, thank you for following through. That is just, I'm so proud. I can't believe how proud I am of you. Yeah, it's just, I'm just so happy for you. Are you going to a meeting up in Vermont?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I'd touch base with you there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, this class, anybody else that didn't get a chance to say hi? Okay, this class that Loretta was attending, my gosh, and the difference it's made. I just think we ought to have those all over the United States for everybody to attend. Would you mind sharing approximate cost on that for 2 weeks?
Well, they said if you did not have any insurance at all, it would be about $350 apiece. But we had two insurances, and so she said she didn't think we'd have to pay any money at all.
Wow.
Very, very little if you do. So that's good. I haven't got the bill yet, but she said I don't think you'll have to end up paying anything.
Wow, that is incredible.
And that included everything. That included all our food, all our lab work, everything they did. That $350 included it. And it was just wonderful. It was just the best. And I'm doing a follow-up with one of their doctors. And it was very interesting. Like I say, they're all Seventh-day Adventists. And after I had gone to the doctor and finished, he said to me, "Would you mind if we had prayer before you left?" No, I think that's really neat. No doctor had ever asked me that before.
Wow.
Gives you a good feeling to know.
Yeah, it does. Where their priorities are and what their true interest is, and attention, you know, given to you. So, that is so exciting.
Yeah.
I just can't believe. I wonder how many more there are. Maybe we could type in.
There are a lot of them. It's called Lifestyle Choices. I bet if you called any Seventh-day Adventist center, I know Massachusetts has a big one in Lancaster, they probably have the same thing there. So,
I was going to say, even our little Seventh-day Adventist church here in Newton, Kansas, had an ad in the paper here a while back for some kind of classes that you could take to learn to cook and eat properly. I didn't have a chance to take it, but next time I'm going to try to, so.
Well, afterwards they have the Lifestyle Choices class, and it would be on the, you know, the same thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, you know, my girlfriend that, and you guys, some of you will at least remember the story that I told. I was so excited when she came back to me within 6 months, not even 6 months, probably about 3 or 4 months, just before we left for New York a year ago, in February, or almost a year ago. She had told me no when she watched the eating DVD, and, you know, this would just be something they would never do, and on the way home before I got back, she called because she needed some products, and she said, I'm doing this thing, it's so hard, and she started talking about it, and it was through her church, and it was done by the Seventh-day Adventist group also out of Loma Linda Medical Center. Did you have videos that, or DVD, video presentations that you watched?
No, we did not.
It was okay. It was all taught by doctors that were there?
Yeah.
Okay, see, they had doctors there that did the checking, but the program was taught twice a week. They attended, I think it was for 3 hours. They attended a session, and it was done on video, and part of it was on video, and then part of it was delivered by the doctors that were there. So I'm going to have to ask her. They called it CHIP. It was a cardiovascular health, something program on the end. Anyway, I had never heard of it. She said, "Oh, I'm sure you've heard of it because it's similar." And then she, you know, she wasn't she just said what she'd seen on the DVD made her think that it was what I was doing was similar to that. But it was so hard. And I said, "There's nothing hard about it. Just look at all the choices you've got instead of the ones you don't have, and all the food." And they gave out so many recipes, she said. But hers wasn't nearly as intense as yours was, and of course you didn't have the food provided or cooked. You didn't have dinner. I mean, that yours just sounds absolutely phenomenal, Loretta. So I'm so excited for you. And sharing all the information as we go through this that you've picked up and learned. So, wow, what an exciting time.
So anything that you think of along the way, as you're listening, please insert for us so that we can, I can be reminded and everybody else can learn. There'll be lots of things that you'll remember that I didn't remember at all or, you know, had in a different way. So, great. We're just going to put you on as one of the facilitators.
No.
No, that would help you remember all these great things. You know, when you have to repeat it and put it out to other people, it's just such a great way of adding to your experiences and giving back to everybody else. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know, it really isn't hard to eat vegan if you have substitutes.
Yes.
You have substitutes on how to change.
You know, I made my, and I did they have no oil at all or just very sparingly, or was it based on where you were on the scale to some degree?
Well, the diet that she gave was for people that really had some problems, so it was very strict, and there was not any, very, very little oil.
Okay.
And no sugar and no white flour. But they gave us things that, you know, I said, well, what about butter? I know margarine isn't good, butter isn't good. I went to Earth Balance, and you say, that's not good. What do you use? And she said, you don't use anything. You use almond butter, you know, like for your toast. And
they use what?
Almond butter.
Oh, almond butter. Okay, yeah, that's what I normally use, too. I did mix up last night my butter recipe. It still has some coconut oil, and it still has, I used flaxseed oil, which, you know, is a positive oil if you're going to use an oil. And it is not heated, so you're using it, you know, more naturally. And for the flavoring, it has carrot in it. So I've almost got it memorized because my husband loves it. And he will do that, and we can carry that into a restaurant and use that instead of regular butter. And it's a good way of picking up new prospects also for the program as well as for a NECAN lifestyle change. And anyway, I do that for a replacement. I also used it on my baked potato a little bit of it. Again, it would not be suggested by McDougal's program either because we really don't need it. But peanut butter on a baked potato doesn't sound real good to me. It probably would be, but it just, you know, it doesn't sound like what my taste buds were previously used to. This passes it off great. So I'm not suggesting that you start using it by any means because you're better without it.
What are your proportions of that?
What's the proportions on the butter?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just give it to you here. I'm going to look it up because it's easier to read it that way. Just 30 seconds here. Okay, take a half a cup of water and one small carrot. That means one of those little ones that we were talking about being done in chlorine. Okay, so the little tiny finger carrots. And I used a not very big one, so I cut the tip off of a bigger one last night. Blend that in a blender until it's totally liquid. So half cup of water, one small finger carrot, nibble carrot. Add two tablespoons of powdered soy milk. And if you don't want to use that, we found a replacement, a half a teaspoon of guar gum. That's G-U-A-R and another word, G-U-M, guar gum. You can get that in the health food store. You'll notice that on a lot of labels. In a lot of food. Okay, add this either the powdered soy milk or the guar gum and one teaspoon of sea salt. Sounds like a lot, but it...
Well, I half a cup, so that's not much.
Pardon?
I said for a half a cup of liquid is not much because, you know, when you use the spread sparingly, you don't use the whole cup at once, so it's not much.
Right, and I'm not through yet. There gets more bulk here. So then, after you've blended that in, then you blend in very slowly, like you've got to have the lid off or a hole in the top. Usually you have a center in the top of your blender. Pull that cap out and drip in a half a cup of either flax, hemp, or light olive oil. You don't want the real deep, dark olive oil. It'll give it a different flavor.
Is it a half a cup?
A half a cup drizzled in along with 1 tablespoon of lecithin granules. Again, a health food store. And blend it until it's well blended. Now, it's just like making mayo. If you ever made mayo, you drip in the oil into the, egg and lemon juice that you put in first.
Yeah.
And then add a half cup of coconut oil. And it will, and that you can just dump in all at one time. It can be solid or it can be melted, liquided. I always put mine in solid because it helps it to stiffen up a bit faster. Okay, now it's going to be completely emulsified, and that's what the lecithin does. It holds that the oils, emulsifies the oils, and actually that's something that really helps in your body also, because it is lecithin's a natural emulsifier, so it helps offset the effects of the oil in your body. Okay, so you just process that until it's blended, and pour it into I use a glass jar. I've got a glass jar with a yellow lid on it, and it has a little tag on it that has the date. I always write on a piece of masking tape the date, and then I put in big letters butter. And, you know, I do that without thinking. Sometimes it's on the side of the jar, but that's yellow, and I did it for a different purpose on top of the jar. Because when I walk in the restaurant, they look down at the jar and they say, "Your own butter?" And I say, "Oh, yes, this is a special butter." And so anyway, this will be a part of our traveling. And if I was using it, we'd go through that probably in maybe 2 months. I think they say it keeps well for a week in the refrigerator. Oh, I've had it much, much longer. And all that will happen if you leave it sitting out at room temperature, it will soften a little bit, and what softens may turn very yellow because of the carrot in there. There's no coloring. So I keep it in the refrigerator, and it is totally spreadable. But I would suggest trying the guar gum instead of buying a larger supply of powdered soy milk. Of course, if you go to the bulk food section of the health food store, you can usually find that in the bulk, and you'd only have to get just a little bit of it, because I'm just not advocating a lot of processed soy, and so it would be processed soy.
This is where, talking of spread, I just have something I thought I'd share with people. I don't know, like Asia, we use a lot of pate in our sandwiches. That uses liver, and I recently discovered a recipe for it in plant-based, and my gosh, my mother-in-law could not tell what is the real thing. So that just using the walnuts and then saute mushrooms along with tofu and a little bit of salt, and then I added in nutritional yeast. And it kept for like over 2 weeks, and you can't tell that from, I'll type it up in email to you, because I don't get the...
Just for people that don't have internet, you said walnuts and tofu, roasted walnuts, is that what you said?
Nope, I just happened to get the raw walnut. I just crack it up and half a cup of that and about 8 ounces of tofu.
Just a bit. Which tofu are you using? Firm?
I just use, what did I have last time? Well, I just had some soft tofu that I normally buy, and then normally that I cook them, because the one I buy is like daily made, so I boil them so it's stay longer. So that's what I had on hand, so that's what I use. I kind of like, to, you know, make it dry. I pat it dry, because I don't add any water in it, so that's what I use. And then half a cup of walnuts, because we have some walnuts that are, I think it's walnuts, yeah, that are fresh now, and so I just cracked those open for half a cup. You know, you can get it. I just happened to have it handy, and it was perfect. And I sauteed like 8 ounces of, I just sauteed in a little bit of olive oil, or whatever optional oil you use, of cut up sliced mushrooms. And then I just blend them all together, and I just add a couple of teaspoons of nutritional yeast along with it, with a touch of salt. That was it. And it was so good. And, you know, my mother-in-law couldn't tell from the real deal that was, whether that was Google pate or not. But, yeah, I tried another recipe from Google, but it didn't taste as good as this one, so I stick with this one. So, I mean, I tried a variation of recipe, and I came out with this one because they wanted onions, a whole bunch of garlic and everything in there as well. But I omitted the onion because of the liquid that's provided in there, and I noticed when I do that, it kind of, like, it doesn't form too well.
Okay, okay, that sounds wonderful. So,
and
for a spread on anything you want to put it on, right?
Yeah, you know, fresh bread, potatoes, steamed potato, you name it, or sandwiches. I mean, toasted sandwiches are great because Asian, we tend to have, we spread it with the sandwiches or crackers, so it's just perfect for snack ideas, and it's just like things, mainly we use it just for spread on things, and it's really good. I mean, especially, you know, people say, oh, you know, I don't have an idea for snack, just take some whole wheat bread out or whatever you have on hand or spread, and just taste that and spread on that, and it just really bring out the flavor, and it's really light. I try a variety, but that's the combination I came up with that was the best. So, you know, so wellness.
That is absolutely wonderful. Good to have you back on the calls again. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, did everybody get that down now? Do you have any questions on it?
I was going to say, please have her send it downline anyway.
Okay, I will send it down whoever got access to the internet, but I've been going through that, and I've been making, you know, like, when you think about substitute, the stuff that I make with soy, I mean, the soy stuff I get is not the one that processed, there are whole tons in it. It's like, just what it is like, you know, soy sheets and that. I make my own ham, I make my own meat look alike, but, you know, the textures and the flavor, you cannot tell the difference. So people, you know, when they think I eat a plant-based source, they think I'm missing out on something, and not realize the company is, oh my gosh, you know, all this variety, you know, how can you miss out on anything? So it's just think about a variety and omit all the processed stuff. And every health book, I know every health book or every guidebook that you pick up, all they're saying is just omit all the white flour, processed stuff, sugary stuff, and just have everything whole that you can touch and feel. And it's, when you think of that concept, it's much more simpler than trying to think of ways to eat to our complex.
I've got another recipe you guys might like, and this was a takeoff because Jeannie had made kibbeh, which is a Mediterranean dish, and it's typically made with Lebanese, to be exact. It's typically made with ground lamb and bulgur, and I can give you the recipe on that. It's quite easy. If you guys have a pen and pencil, because I'm going to be traveling, I'm not going to get it written. I'm not going to get typed up for a while. It's one of the cookbooks that's going with me. It's a cookbook called Vegan Planet by Robin Robertson. And it says 400 irresistible recipes with fantastic flavors from home and around the world. So I love the ethnic recipes from different cultures. So you have a half a cup of fine bulgur, and if it's not, bulgur can be replaced with cracked wheat, actually. So fine, if it's not fine enough, I just took mine because it looked like, I know that it would not be considered really fine. It was still pretty chunky, and I threw it in my bullet for about not any more than 60 seconds. And it gave it a finer texture. Okay, you soak that in 2 cups of boiling water. Boil your water, pour the water over the top, and then drain it well and squeeze it to remove any water. I just put it, at first I put it in a strainer with a coffee filter, but most of it settled to the bottom and wouldn't let the, you know, the flowery stuff kind of settle to the bottom and wouldn't let the, what it drain out very well, so I just poured it off the top because it settled and the bottom was solid by then. And then I could push it down just with my hand to get some of the moisture out. Okay, then coarsely chop one can of chickpeas, one 15-ounce can drained and rinsed chickpeas, or you could start from scratch with those. Okay, add one teaspoon of allspice, a half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and a fourth of a teaspoon of cumin, and a little salt and pepper. You combine that and set it aside.
Now, how much cumin?
Okay, I'll do that again. One teaspoon of allspice, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and a fourth of cumin.
Okay.
And set that aside. Okay, they say heat oil. Okay, I didn't use oil. I used a little bit of veggie broth again. And let's see, it gave 2 tablespoons of oil. You can put a few drops in if you wanted it to flavor it. Saute 1 cup of chopped onion. Cover it, let it cook for about 5 minutes. And then you have all, then you add 1 medium eggplant peeled and chopped to that mixture of the onion. Let's see, and let it continue to cook for about 5 to 7 minutes. Then stir into that 1/3 cup of pine nuts, and I didn't have pine nuts, so I used pecans, chopped pecans, and 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. Okay, and then it says season with a little salt and pepper on that one also. Set that aside. Okay. So now what you do is you have your preheated oven, 350 degrees. I used a round, it calls for a square, what's the size, a square 10-inch pan. It says press, a 9-inch pan would probably be a better size because that's not much to spread in there. In fact, I made a double recipe, so I wanted it, because I wanted it thicker. Spread half of the bulgur mixture into the bottom, and you've lightly sprayed the pan, at least I did, and it calls for that. And then after you press that into the bottom, half the mixture of the bulgur into the bottom of the pan, then you put in the eggplant onion mixture, I get it right here, and then cover, press that down, and then cover it with the remaining bulgur. So you've got 3 layers. You've got the bulgur on the bottom, the chickpea layer, and then scatter the bulgur over the top and press it down also. Bake it until it's lightly browned for about 30 minutes at 350 again, and then let stand for 10 minutes before serving. Now, what I didn't take time to do, because that's the way we ate a different mixture that Amy ate down there, the top and the bottom, she used the pecan burger recipe mixed with the bulgur, pretty much, anyway. She's got an exact proportion. She'll give that, can give that on her call. And then she used, I think she used either spinach or Swiss chard steamed for her layer in between. In fact, I'm not sure she had, I think she had it pre-cooked and pressed dry. I can't remember exactly how she did hers. But anyway, this sounded easy, and Denny absolutely loved it. Now, they suggest using a sesame sauce, they say they make by thinning hummus with a little bit of soy milk or whatever milk you happen to drink. Milk, M-Y-L-K, not animal milk, okay? And so that makes the main course of I had green beans that I served with that. I omitted the salad because I was in a hurry. It was late, and we just had a big heaping load of green beans. So another one for you to try if you want to do something that's different. Now I can shut my cookbook up because I've given that recipe until I get a chance to type it. Any questions on that? Did you guys get it?
I think so.
Okay.
The two different halves of the recipe, Char, were the burglar down to the spices, or were the spices in with the eggplant onion mixture?
The spices were in with the... The spices went in with the bulgur. Yeah, the cinnamon, cumin, and that is combined with the bulgur, and you set that aside. Cinnamon, cumin, allspice, cinnamon, and cumin. Each one's half of what the other one was. I started with 1 teaspoon of allspice, a half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and a fourth of a teaspoon of the ground cumin. So that goes in with the bulgur, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, different taste, flavor slightly, and again, the original called for pine nuts. Probably any nuts would be wonderful in there. Next time I will put mushrooms in mine also, because Danny loves mushrooms, and I know it will be every bit as good, if not better. Mushrooms, you would want to have them sautéed and then drained slightly. We're getting down to the 40-minute countdown, guys. Any last-minute comments or questions?
I have one question. On that butter, you said it was either 2 tablespoons of soy milk powder or a half of what?
A half a teaspoon of guar gum. G-U-A-R.
Yep.
U-M. Now, that doesn't sound like much instead of 2 tablespoons, but let me tell you, that has a thickening power that is unbelievable, and I started out with more than that, and I had to keep modifying the recipe until I got it down to where, actually, Lynn Dillman's the one that called me and said, Char, you only need a half a teaspoon in there. It thickens it, and that guar gum, what you'll want to use guar gum for also is adding a little bit if you're making a dressing. You'll see it on the organic, healthy dressings. You'll see it on some not-so-healthy dressings also, because it does not have to be cooked like cornstarch, flour, any tapioca. All those other ones have to be cooked before you use them. And this one does not. It thickens up and is perfect just without cooking. So that's an advantage of having guar gum on hand for something that does not need to be cooked, and you don't have to heat it to destroy the, you know, some of the enzyme activity. And you can use it for a natural thickener. Arrowroot's another thickener. So there's lots of thickeners we can use besides flour or cornstarch. Another one is, I think it's Xanthan X. I'm not going to even try spelling it. Well, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right. But that one, the other, Xanthan does have to be cooked also, but guar gum does not. And those two are used a lot together in ingredient lists also. You'll see the two of them. And I always wondered what they were and whether they needed to be there, and so now I know.
Right, and a lot of cooking baking recipe that doesn't use like wheat and that kind of stuff, you see a lot of call for guar gum and xanthia. So you can easily get them in the whole food store, health food shop. So a lot of baking needs actually utilize guar gum. I think they admit it for certain things. So I have a cookbook that's a wheat-free cookbook that requires a lot of guar gum and xanthia in most of the recipe too.
Good. Good point, Wei. Thank you. So we're right at the time. Let's say goodbye, and Jeannie will be with you tomorrow. And make it an absolutely incredible day. I'm so excited about what Loretta shared earlier, and congratulations, Loretta. And we want to continue to hear from you as you're on the call here on your journey and sharing all some of the, I know you can't share all, but a lot of the ideas that you picked up from your 2 weeks that you spent in boot camp.
Okay. What was the options on the olive oil for that butter? You gave three things. I only got olive oil.
Hemp, H-E-M-P, which is getting a lot of recognition, and flax seed oil.
Flax seed. Okay, thank you.
And I think both of those need to be, I know flaxseed needs to be refrigerated if any of you get, and you should be getting it out of a refrigerated section of the health food store if you're getting it too. You can also use that, just a little bit on potato for butter replacement. It's not as flavorful as the butter recipe, but it gives the great yellow color also just naturally. So anyway, we need to run and say goodbye. So have a super day, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Char. Great call.
All of your input. Bye-bye.